obviously, it's hard for me. If I can't sit here and go, I'll take this manager, take that manager, because a few managers that I also think would be good are probably in jobs, and it'd be wrong for me to say that. But with Bri being out of work, when I went to Reading, he was obviously reserve manager, and he'd managed Slough Town as well in the conference, and he was chief scout as well at Reading. And then, obviously, he started, you know, you'd watch the way he works, and that is, he doesn't get angry. So when he does get angry, you know he means business. You know, he gets things across in the right way. His knowledge of the game as well, and his scouting system in Ireland, I mean, you know, he brought over Doyle, Shane Long, you know, we were there, they were the years here when they were bringing in people like Steve Sidwell and things like that. You know, he sees a player, he's got a good eye for a player, he's got unbelievable contacts. And his tactics and, you know, team ideas and set pieces when we were at Reading were brilliant. He makes little things, big things that matter. An example is, say, for instance, we've got a throw-in against, in their half of the pitch. You know, a lot of teams think, oh, let them have it, it's in their half. You know, he makes little things matter, because things like that are big deals. You know, we win the ball high up the field, or, you know, win things down. Or when he brought Marcus Hanneman to Reading, we realised Marcus had a huge kick, and we made that an emphasis in games. Marcus had kicked it so long, we'd always try and win the seconds up front and keep them pinned in. It's just little things that matter. And look what he's done with Reading. You could argue, without spending a lot of money, he took probably at the time, when last season when they were going for it, they were mid-table, they were an average championship team, and he got them on a run and got them promoted. I mean, it wasn't like they had £5-6 million players in the team. You know, they had players like sort of Joby McEnough, top championship player, but never really, you know, done it. But he just gets the best out of players. You know, and he's low maintenance. He's not high maintenance. I think that's the thing with players. Players can approach him, you know, and ask him about things, and, you know, players get the right answers. But he definitely, for me, ticks all the right boxes for Leeds United. He comes across very dull, and he talks, you know, like this. You see his interviews, but that's Bri. He hits you with one-liners. He's very calm. He's very cool. He don't get excited. He's a funny guy. And listen, Leeds just need to do whatever best for Leeds United. If Bri McDermott's their choice, then working under him, and, you know, I think it'd be a brilliant appointment.